Nick Riewoldt with us.
Well, how wonderful to see you.
Yeah, we're like a Swiss train station, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like the timing.
Bang.
Oh, yeah. Just,
sit down.
Right on
great
time.
Great to see you.
That was cutting it fine, wasn't it?
No, that's good. I don't mind that. You've been through a grand final. Well, we're 2 weeks away, but let's imagine that it's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
You've been through this week. What's it like from a player's point of view? I mean, it'd be very, in a way, do you think it would be easier that it's all happening in WA so they're not in this giant Melbourne bubble of expectation?
100%. 100%. Because it's alien. It's totally foreign to you as a player. I was actually thinking about it on the way in, the fact that the players don't have to go through a grand final parade, because the first time I was a part of that in 2009. We were playing Geelong. Now, Geelong had been through it in 2007 and then 2008. So it was their third grand final in a row, but it was completely different. You think about your normal week and your normal routine and preparation, and it's just a completely different footballing experience. One of the best experiences you'll have in your life, but just completely different. Start with the Brownlow on a Monday.
I've never understood the Brownlow on a Monday.
It's a weird one.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
It's a weird one.
Because there's always a table of blokes who are absolutely blind.
Yeah.
And then the two grand final guys just looking at everyone going, I would love to be smashing cans
in here. It's pretty funny. Like, I reckon, like, going to the Brownlow at times when there would be players in there that were, you knew were playing in the grand final, that there was almost a bit of an aura about them, the way they would walk in. And then it was almost like it was a tools down moment right when they were told at 10 o'clock you're allowed to get up and walk out of the room, and you'd be sitting there and you'd be waiting for it. 5, 4, 3. You'd see them, they'd stand up, they'd walk out of the room almost in perfect unison. Right.
And head to
yeah.
It'd really kick on.
Yeah, just drop in on the way home.
It's Monday, why not?
Yeah.
Still got 5 nights to recover.
Hey, training is the big one, grand final week.
You'd have so, and being in the captain role, you'd have so many commitments through the week.
Yeah, you have obviously a few extras, but training, running the warm up lap of a training session in grand final week, I felt like I was running a 400 at the Olympics, because the crowd that would line training, the cheer would follow you the whole way around. So it was a really tough exercise in restraint.
Yes.
Not to try and just train the absolute house down and risk injury.
Well, the last time I ever went to anything like that was actually when Melbourne were in the grand final in 2000.
Yep.
And I just saw a giant crowd at Junction Oval, and I just pulled over and parked.
Yeah.
And I went in and watched one of their late in the week ball work sessions, and they were up and about.
Yeah,
they were hovering over the grass. And then I stood there and watched Neil Danaher do a press conference. I thought I should do this more.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
It's all accessible.
So as much as this would be good for the players in terms of I don't think they'd be getting as nervous, because it's not in your face the whole time, but they are missing out on one of the great footballing experiences that you can have.
Yes.
The Bulldogs have got a few guys that would have gone through it in 2016.
And playing at the G.
All of that.
I mean,
all of that.
I mean, you wouldn't look back on it and regret it in years to come.
But if
you only won one flag, I mean, winning a flag is amazing. If you only won one and it was at Optus Oval.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Spare me.
I think when you look forward in. Pathetic.
All that work.
That being said, like I've seen vision of the players this week. They're down at Leighton Beach. They're down at Fremantle. They're down at all these beautiful destinations. Getting in the water. Like it's a pretty cool, unique way to go about playing in a grand final.
Looks like an end of season trip.
It does. It does. And it'll be remembered. Like in 20 years' time, when they walk into a room, if you've won the flag and you played it in Perth, you're a premiership player.
You've won the flag.
That's right.
I haven't heard too many people say the big dance, so that's always good.
Yeah.
But it's on its way. It's on its way.
Get in early. They'll go with it next week.
Yeah, I've really set the agenda around a lot of issues this year, I've noticed. We were just talking off air about trying to keep yourself right through this late period leading into the grand final, and I said, do you really? You'd have to be hit by a bus to miss this one at this stage.
I fell into that trap of getting excited at training
because
of the crowd in 2009. And this story's been out there before, but probably pushed it a little bit hard, running a lap You know, got excited by the crowd cheering me on. Felt like Usain running across the along the back straight there down at Moorabbin. And just a little strain in the hip flexor, which was flattening.
And was Thursday
before a grand final.
So, and you immediately thought, oh, Jesus.
Ooh, yeah, no. So just lost a bit of power and the ability to take off. So tried to just play it cool, went over to the docs and said, hey, let's just go inside for a second. I just need to have a chat to the docs and the physios. And we went in and I said, look, I've just got a little nick in my hip flexor. I think I've done something. So Thursday night would have been probably 10 o'clock on the Thursday night before the grand final on Saturday. We had to go somewhere low key, off Broadway, hospital style, to avoid the media. So we went out to Box Hill Hospital. Never been there before in my life.
No, and, not many of us have.
So I was doing. I don't reckon it's a good night if you end up at Box Hill.
No, you're at Box Hill. Yeah. You've probably been glassed in Bayswater. I'm mucking around having a bit of fun.
Those things happen.
So you get out there.
So I get out there and the docs sort of tried injecting a bit of local into the area to see if they could numb it to allow me to sort of run without pain and inhibition. So here I was doing strides up and down the Box Hill Hospital corridors.
And trying to work out the perfect spot to put that local.
Yeah, so that's why they were doing it. They were saying, okay, we need to work out where we're going to put the local to give you the best chance of being able to play unencumbered. So they did and I did, and so we injected it pre-game, grand final
day. But
that
takes the pain away, but how do you get the drive back? Is the drive taken away because
the pain was a bit of the inhibitor in the drive, in getting the drive. But went out there and played and was fine. Like, it wasn't an issue. But just in terms of your build-up to a grand final, it's not. It was a little bit unsettling.
Yeah, of course. A little bit unsettling. In the back of your mind, you'd be thinking, if we don't get this right, do I put my hand up and remove myself from this? Wouldn't have thought so.
Might have been the old 2 seconds in. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you've got to go through. You've got to run on.
You've got to run in. Get out there. I mean, fit in a team photo, you know.
Yeah, you've got to have the photo.
Angry face before the game.
It's a fair way out. Things can change. We don't know any of the sort of immediate lead up to the game. But who do you like?
I like the D's. I really do like the D's. I think they're white hot at the moment. Their form in that prelim was incredible. The Bulldogs were super convincing.
I feel like they've played two grand finals to get here.
Yeah. So there's two ways to look at that. I mean, they rode this wave in 2016 when they came from the clouds. I think we're probably selling them short in with respect to the fact that they were right there all year as one of the two best teams in it. Their form early in the season, they were putting up historic numbers, offensively, defensively. They were absolutely incredible, the Dogs. But I just think the effort that they've gone to over the past month to recapture their form, that can take a toll on a group and take it out of you. I mean, I reckon it's going to be an absolute classic grand final.
I hope it is.
The way these two teams
play, needs a classic grand final. Yeah,
absolutely. If they're going to salute and get across the line it's obviously not at the G, a ripping game. And the midfield for both of these sides have been absolutely incredible. That's where it's going to be. Won and lost. I just think Melbourne defensively, the way they set up behind the footy, they've been impenetrable for long, long periods of this season. We know defensively that's where it usually gets done in grand finals. I just give Melbourne the slight edge in that part of the game.
Could you ever want a captain travelling better than Max in terms of leading the boys out?
It's amazing. So footy's all about timing. I mean, there are some young guys that are playing for Melbourne right now and playing for the Bulldogs that, you know, you can luck into a situation and in your first year or your second year. I mean, look at a guy like Luke Jackson or Cody Waitman, two young guys that, you know, they've got the opportunity to be premiership players really early in their careers. But with the timing for Max is, I reckon you get maybe 5 games in your whole career where when you're on the ground, everything you do turns to gold. You know, like you just have the touch on that day. And Max had one in a prelim final.
Unreal.
Which, you know, in terms of timing, I'm not sure, you know, many have them in grand finals, but Max had one in a prelim. And, I mean, he put on a clinic. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Mate, well done. Lovely to chat with you through the year. It's been a real pleasure for us to get to know you. Have a lovely weekend on grand final. This will probably be it for us talking footy. Right. Yeah.
So you guys are off next week?
Yeah, we're off.
Grand final week?
Yeah, I know.
So what do you mean?
Out of survey, mate. What's... No point being here.
Talk about it after the grand final. We've all twinged our hip flexor.
Yeah. Sorry, can I just... So who's in charge of the ratings? Like, how does that work?
GFK is the company. So what? We'll give them the email.
Are they aware that there's a grand final next week?
No.
Look, there was some suggestion we push on, but I'm not going to lie, I resisted.
Who are these people? Grand final week. All right.
It's all a bit of fun. It's just a contract thing.
Well, I'm coming in.
Yeah, come in.
Thank you, Nick.